Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful souls. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And today I want to have a chat with you all about self-sabotage and successful manifestations. And I'm having this conversation with you all in real time, in the midst of me noticing the way that the saboteur part of myself shows up. And I have more keen awareness. My conscious mind is more turned on than ever before right now. And the awarenesses and the revelations and all the things that are coming through in the midst of this, I felt would be really powerful to share with you all here on the podcast, because a lot of times, especially in business and entrepreneurship, as many of you know, I am on the path of manifesting and creating the legacy of my dreams. You know, I've created this beautiful life and I have this beautiful relationship with the mister, and I've created beautiful sisterhoods and connections with others and things like that. And I'm in this path of really taking my legacy building journey to the next level. And some incredible, incredible, incredible things have been happening this year. When I say I have been manifesting my little butt off left and right, y'all, listen. Amazing things have happened this year. I've manifested a multi five-figure rebrand opportunity that included, you know, a photo shoot and all these things. And the big reveal is forthcoming, and just so many incredible things. And even recently, you guys, I experienced something I have never experienced in my online brand and business before, ever. I created a reel on Instagram a few weeks ago. It was one of those moments where I felt inspired and I thought, you know what? I want to share this. I want to share this with people because it's sacred to me. And I thought maybe other people would resonate if they wanted to listen to it, but I didn't really think too much about it. You know, I shared it and that was that, you know, and I let it go. You guys, this reel has been taking off by storm on Instagram. Over 130,000 people have heard the sound of my voice. Isn't that incredible and insane? Over 130,000 people have heard the sound of my voice by me sharing this very sacred prayer. And I'll share the prayer with you all. I said, "Dear God, expose and remove any mischievous spirits, impure hearts, motives, and intentions, and disingenuous people from my space near and far expeditiously. Let this be the turning point, the plot twist in my story where I win big. Amen." I shared it, I let it go, and a few weeks later, I'm noticing I would start to wake up in the morning and I would have hundreds of comments and thousands of likes and shares. And I was like, whoa, what is happening? And in less than a week, I've gained nearly 1,000 new followers on Instagram. And I was like, whoa, what's happening? What's going on? And it's exciting because something I was desiring to manifest was more impact, more visibility to really build and expand my online community and my brand. And so, of course, having new people come in and more people to see my work and what I'm about and what I've been doing all these years, I was excited, and I've been sharing it. I've been sharing it on Facebook, and I've been sharing it in my email list. So if you're connected to me on any of my platforms, especially in my email community, I tend to share a lot in there also. I've been just keeping everybody posted about, like, wow, this is really exciting. Like, people are in the midst of watching me grow and expand. And it's a little scary, you guys. It's a little scary. I'm just going to keep it real. I'm in the middle of it. It's happening. Last week, I hosted a very powerful masterclass called the Plot Twist Masterclass. And you can purchase it on my website. It's only $77 for the replays, but it was a 3-day experience. And we had nearly 50 women register for this experience. And within that experience, I had 3 women reach out to me privately and share that they experienced quantum leaps in their lives just being in this complimentary masterclass. It was complimentary to register and to attend the live recording, and then the recordings were removed and they were able to come back and purchase the replays if they chose. But it was a really powerful experience where I talked about flipping the script for such a time as this in your current circumstances and becoming the own hero in your story and really creating this powerful shift and pivot in your life right here, right now, and really aligning yourself to be on the path of what it is that you desire and dream of being, doing, and having in your life. And so when I had these women reaching out, like just off of a complimentary masterclass, the impact it had on them, I was like, this is amazing. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And I had somebody enroll into the program I offered, return to her, and I'll share about that soon. But guys, all that's to say, so many amazing things have been happening with me building my brand and my women's empowerment work. And I noticed these last couple of days, the sneaky saboteur starting to show up. I often talk about my unique perspective with manifestation. You know, I have a very unique perspective, I believe. I'm not into all the new age ways, you know, like I'm aware of them. I know they exist. I know what a lot of people believe. I know a lot of people talk about the universe. I believe God created the universe, you know, but I believe in a different approach, you know, than what's kind of mainstream. And part of the manifestation process that I often talk about is not just attracting what you want and desire, not just, you know, creating the life and manifesting the partner or creating the relationship or whatever it is, but also the maintenance piece. And so that's a big part of my work, is not just being the person who is in alignment to be, do, and have what you dream of, but also the maintenance piece. And so I often talk about the importance of maintaining your manifestations rather than mismanaging them, because a lot of times people get so attached to the outcomes of something. They want the life, they want the lifestyle, they want the relationship, they want the success, they want the money, they want the whatever it is. They get so attached to it, and then it comes and they mismanage it. And then, you know, typically that's a form of sabotage. And so what I love about the work that I do, and what's interesting about the work that I do and me in the midst of my own path myself, is that it's just as important to receive what you've been desiring to manifest. It's just as important to also learn how to maintain it. So many people mismanage their manifestations. So many people drop the ball. So many people sabotage and they don't even say anything. And the reason I'm having this conversation with you all is because as I'm navigating, noticing the saboteur that shows up currently with all the amazing things that's happening, I decided that I wanted to take you on the journey with me rather than waiting until I am some next big name and I tell you X amount of years later that during this time of my life, you know, I was challenged with navigating a saboteur. we hear these stories a lot, you know, where people share in hindsight what they experienced and what they grew through, and in hindsight the hurdles and the obstacles and the challenges that they had to navigate on their journey toward their dreams. And I realized when I manifested the Mister into my life and been creating this beautiful relationship with him, that that journey was very sacred and private. And a lot of people didn't know about any of the experiences I had leading up to that and during until I decided to share in hindsight. And so when I was navigating challenges with dating, and I was navigating times where I felt like I was sabotaging a bit, and I was navigating my own self getting in my own way, I was doing that in private. I was not on these internet streets. I was navigating this privately. And so a lot of the stories I shared were in hindsight. I was sharing, like, you know, before the Mister, or, you know, when we were dating, or, you know, I had this challenge, but they were always like, in hindsight, this happened. And I was navigating this conversation with my own mentor this morning, who she did what she calls pulling out the flip flop, you know, to say, like, girlfriend, come on. And I shared, like, you know what, I'm going to share this with my community, because I noticed that a lot of people who are dreamers, you know, you desire to create your dreams, whether if it's the life, the relationship, the success, the brand, the business, the impact, the freedom, whatever it is for you, that on the path there, you may be experiencing challenges and you feel like you're alone, or you feel like you are so far removed or so far away from what you desire. And sometimes we don't realize how close we are to what it is we desire, because we're comparing ourselves to the people who already have it. And we're thinking that because they quote unquote have it, or because they are quote unquote there already, and we're here and we don't have it yet, whatever it is for you, that we start to make that mean something about ourselves, and we take ourselves out the game. Or we create separation in our mind between where we are and the thing we desire to have, because we're comparing ourselves to the people who already have the thing that we desire. We're looking at their circumstances and we're looking at what it looks like for them, and we're comparing where we're at, and we're thinking that we're further away than we probably are, and forgetting that those people have their own path to navigate, and what I want and what they have may not even end up looking the same. And so why am I comparing what they have to what I desire? Because they may not even end up looking the same. They may be completely different, and that's okay. And so I wanted to share this with you, because a lot of times we're on these different journeys of creating our dreams and manifesting our desires, and we're in the thick of it, we're in the midst of it, and we're not there yet, but we feel like we've been doing all the things, and, you know, we're questioning if it's working, we're questioning if the work is working. And when we're in the midst of it, oftentimes I have found it would be nice to hear someone who was a little bit closer to the growing pains of it than to hear the story of someone who's on the other side of it and saying in hindsight. And while I appreciate those stories and I feel they are just as powerful and impactful, I know for me, sometimes I just needed somebody to tell me, hey, I was just there, or I'm actually navigating it right now in my own way, and this is what I've learned, and this is what's come up for me, and this is how I've worked through it and moved through it, and try this on. Maybe this will work for you. And that's the beauty of mentorship, because the mentor I'm working with has been sharing those stories with me, and it helps me to feel not so far away from my dreams. And it helps me to have the courage to be transparent with you all of where I am currently and what I'm navigating currently, and not just share stories in hindsight, because I know that they're all so powerful and impactful, but also share with you in real time what I'm navigating, because that sometimes can be tricky to figure out what's okay to share, what's not okay to share. And we get caught up in our head of overthinking. And I often say, when you're overthinking, it's because you're underfeeling. And whenever I notice I'm overthinking, I know that that's an opportunity for me to reconnect with my heart, with my soul, with my spirit, with my body, and to be fully present and to trust. To trust that what is meant to be will be, and to trust what I'm sharing with you all right here, right now, is aligned, and that you are finding value in this. And so while I am noticing my own saboteur show up, what was interesting is it's like this haze, if you will, that kind of comes over. And you start to notice these thoughts that don't feel very empowering. Thoughts of fear, thoughts of worry, thoughts of doubt. And what I have been working toward and navigating currently, as I'm walking through this in real time, I'm not where I desire to be in my legacy building journey. I'm becoming the person, I'm doing the things, I'm closing the gap between where I am and where I desire to be. I'm in it. Yes, I've created some amazing, epic things, but I have more goals. You know, I have more dreams, I have more desires. What I have realized is the importance of being empowered rather than allowing that part of myself to overpower me. And so where I'm at in my journey is I have my own frameworks. I have my own tools. I have my own strategies. I have my own somatic systems that I use for regulating emotions and for shifting my frequency and for transmuting whatever's coming through me and shifting my thinking and my mindset and things like that. And so what I have been really having to do is master thyself and master my own craft by being both a student and a teacher, being both a mentee and a coach. And so I have been really having to lean into practicing, am I going to be empowered right now and use the tools that I know are available to me? Or am I going to be overpowered by the saboteur that is feeding me fear, worry, and doubt, that's not in alignment with the truth of who I am, that's not in alignment with my dreams, desires, and destiny, that's not in alignment with the truth of what God said belongs to me by divine birthright? This is where we get to notice the power of choice. And in those moments, we get to decide, who are we going to be right here, right now? But oftentimes, when we are not living in the present moment and we are on autopilot and we are caught up in the doing, you don't notice when you have been getting off track and that you've been getting overpowered by the saboteur part of yourself, rather than being empowered and making the necessary shifts and whatnot that are necessary so that you are continuing on your path in an aligned way. And so that's the first thing that's been coming up for me. The next thing is to stop hiding in shame. That saboteur part needs to feel heard, not to be hidden. And oftentimes when we are battling with the saboteur part, we feel ashamed because it's not very positive. The saboteur part saying some negative things. The saboteur part is not really our true selves. It's just a part of ourselves that was developed usually in childhood that wants to protect you and keep you safe from harm. And when we don't give voice to that part of ourselves, then that part starts to take over. And before we know it, time has passed and you have been standing in your own way, feeling stuck, sabotaging, mismanaging your manifestations, and you're going nowhere fast. And so giving voice to that part, letting that part feel heard and not be hidden, is paramount. And so for me, what that looks like is having aligned support. Having aligned support. Being in spaces and places that feel safe to me so that I can share in real time, this is what I'm navigating. Where I can put my pride and my ego to the side and be transparent and vulnerable and say, this is what I'm navigating. Okay? The next thing is starting to notice that my own resistance and past residue is what has been repelling the manifestations from coming through. I'll say that again. It's my own resistance and past residue that has been repelling the manifestations I desire from coming through. And so sometimes we don't realize that we are both being the problem, but we are also our own solution. And so if you're noticing that you've been standing in your own way, you've been feeling stuck, you've been sabotaging, maybe you even notice that you have already received the manifestation that you want, but that you are mismanaging it with complaining and blaming and fussing and all these things. This is an opportunity to clean up that residue and look at, like, okay, what's going on here? Because when you mismanage your manifestations and destroy it, that's when the pain of regret comes. And the pain of regret is often one of the most challenging emotions to transmute and overcome. It creates a lot of rumination. It creates a lot of living in the past. It creates a lot of shoulda, coulda, woulda storytelling to yourself. And it has a profound effect on your confidence. And so when you find yourself in that state, the soonest you can resolve it, the better. You want to do this soon, quick, and fast. And so what I'm so proud about myself for, you guys, is this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I sent my mentor a voice message. I sure did at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was like, she's going to see it when she sees it, but I'm sending this right now to hold myself accountable to the thoughts and the feelings and the vibrations that I am having right now that are not in alignment. And I realized that I had not said anything when I first noticed it because I was feeling ashamed. But shame keeps you stuck. And by having this type of aligned support, I'm able to return to my power, stay in my power, keep moving forward in alignment, and keep living my life from a place of fulfillment rather than frustration. This is the beauty of doing this type of work. We don't have to stay stuck in sabotage. It's a choice. Sabotage is a choice. And when you start to notice your own behaviors, when you start to notice that you are actually, in fact, the one standing in your own way, you have the ball in your court. You can choose to be empowered or you can choose to be overpowered. But the choice is yours. Either way, the choice is yours. And so you get to decide, are you going to do what you got to do to shift yourself, to reclaim your power, to do whatever type of emotional intelligence work that you need to do to shift your mindset, to shift your self-image, put yourself back in alignment, back on the sacred path to manifesting your dreams? Or are you going to sit back and keep letting time pass you by? And you look up and you realize that here we are, November 8th, 2022, and another year has just passed. And we're on the cusp of a new year already. And your mind is already wondering, will next year be any different? What I love about this time of the year is, although it's the holidays, and y'all, I love the holidays. And I remember when I used to not, and now I do again. I used to love them as a little girl, then trauma, and now I love them again. I love the holidays. It's the most magical time of the year. With my non-singing self. I love it, y'all. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the magic. I love the joy. I love the laughter. I love the giving. I love the food. I love all of it, okay? I love it. I'm here for it. I love it. And this is the time of year where I have learned gets to be a sacred time for self, where we really get to look at, who do I want to be next year? So many people wait until January 1st to decide that. So many people wait until January 1st to decide who they're going to be. And I remember a year ago, you guys, I decided, I'm done sabotaging. I'm done standing in my own way. I am done holding myself back. I am too powerful. I'm too brilliant. I have too much genius inside of me for the world not to know about it. I'm done. And I started doing the work. Like, for real, for real. And I'm proud to say, a year later, I see tangible results. I have grown so much. My marriage is strengthened and better. And I just love us. I love where we're at. I feel so much more gratitude and fulfillment for the life I do have. My brand is growing. My community is growing. My impact and my visibility is growing. The transformations the women have worked with me have experienced, oh, blows my mind. Absolutely incredible. And this is the fruit of a decision I made, where I said, you know what? Let me start looking at who I get to be next year now. And how am I going to move into this new year as this version of myself, instead of waiting until January 1st comes and then declaring that I'm going to be this person? I decided before the year arrived, this is who I'm going to become. And I have been walking it out, honey. Listen, I'm so grateful for that. And that's what Return to Her is all about. Return to Her is my 6-week group coaching program, where you will reclaim your power. Remember who the F you are and return home to you. This is about unleashing your most fully bold, unapologetic, and powerful self. It's about being a walking embodiment of your own authentic essence, unapologetically, so that you are creating the life and the relationships and the success of your dreams in this empowered way. So that you are feeling good about what you're creating. So that you are trusting yourself again. So that you're elevating your self-talk. So that you are seeing yourself in this really beautiful, powerful way. Like, you see yourself as this powerfully magnetic woman. You're going to increase your magnetism so that you are an aligned match for all that you desire and deserve right here, right now. I'm also going to share with you all the powerful somatic tools and mindset strategies that I have been using, that I've been sharing here on this episode, to stop sabotaging its tracks, so that you're no longer sabotaging the life, the relationships, or the success of your dreams. And so I'm really excited about this. We're going to have our welcome call on Sunday, November 13th. And then we're going to ride for 6 weeks together. And we're going to have about 6 to 8 live modules, 6 group Q&A coaching calls, a private community for sisterhood, accountability, and support, and a sacred safe space. and me as your guide. Doesn't get any better than that. It doesn't get any better than that. And you know what's so beautiful about this work, you guys? I can't make this up. Anytime I run the Return to Her program, God has this very interesting way of leading me through something myself first. And I am walking through a journey myself as I'm getting ready to lead this program. And even when I'm in the midst of leading the program. And what I find interesting is the saboteur showed up for me as I'm sharing this program. And I have the tools to navigate it. I'm using the tools in Return to Her to navigate this. And I feel so proud of to say that, that I have developed one of the most powerful women's empowerment programs I know exist, of how we can reclaim ourselves, our power, our dreams, our destiny, our magnetism, our boldness, our authenticity, our unleashing our unstoppable selves. It's in this program. This is a masterpiece. I have poured my heart and my soul and my years upon years upon years of experience, research, studies, education, professional experiences into this program. And so I know that whoever enrolls in this program is in for a treat. You are in for a treat. And I cannot wait to see who you become on the back end of this program. Because let me tell you, mark my word, if you go through this program and you show up for yourself in the most powerful way possible, you're going to have to reintroduce yourself on the back end of this program. Guaranteed. So if you would love to join me in this experience, I will have a link in the show notes. You are more than welcome to reach out to me. You could either send me a private message on Facebook or Instagram, or you can email me at ca@cassandraaustin.com if you have questions. There's three different payment options. There's a pay in full with a bonus plus option on there where you get to have a 1 hour private coaching call with me during the program. If you're able to pay in full, that's a bonus plus option. There were five spots available. Now there are only four of those spots left. And then there are two installment plan options available also. So I am really excited to go on this journey, and I don't know about you all, but this work, I needed it again for me. Every time I go through this work and I lead this program, I have my own powerful transformations, and I meet more of myself, and I connect more deeply with myself, and I see more of who I really am and what I'm made of, and unleash more of my potential. And I'm just excited to do this with you. And I am grateful that we get to do this journey together. You know, so many of you who are listening have heard so many parts of my story and my journey. And to be here now where we're having higher level conversations and we're deepening this work, thank you for being here with me. I don't take it lightly that you spend time listening, tuning in, and really taking in what I have to share and offer. I appreciate you being here, and I'm just looking forward to continuing the journey with you all. And so with that being said, I will talk to you all next time. All right, take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.